Dreamscape presents Eclipse of the Crown by A.K. Caggiano. Narrated by Ellen Quay and Seth Podowitz. To my husband, who can always see the good and has since the very beginning. Author's note. This book contains sensitive content, including but not limited to sexual assault and child death. Please see a complete list of sensitive content on the author's website. This book also contains explicit sexual content. Chapter 1. The first chapter and what it entails. The Grand Order of Dread was established in a time before counting, by an assemblage of beings that remain a mystery, for their names alone would cause incurable madness and entire realms to collapse. At least, that's what the current iteration of the Grand Order has to say when asked about their history of poor record-keeping. One certainly couldn't write things down once upon a time on account of the madness and the collapsing and the other inconvenient possibilities. So inadequate archives were just an unavoidable misfortune. The fault belonged with no one, least of all with any of the Grand Order's elusive and anonymous 6-member council, but someone was surely held accountable, tortured appropriately, and disposed of anyway. The Grand Order of Dread, or G-O-O-D, had since come to appreciate the art of documentation, as failing to do so in the past lent itself to unmitigated disasters, like EvilCon 253, when proper communication was not drafted and the meeting location turned out to be a dire badger mating ground, or EvilCon 611, when a summons was sent to a direct descendant of a dominion instead of the intended demonic offspring due to an ill-placed apostrophe, who subsequently slaughtered half of the attendees. Eventually, the Grand Order evolved with the cycling of its council, and record-keeping became not just an unfortunately necessary good, it became unconditional. If one were an EvilCon attendee, one would absolutely be accounted for in sextuplicate, and one who had failed to send the proper forms in via Raven, Shark, or Viper post for approval to bring along a non-GOOD-sanctioned being to EvilCon, especially a seemingly non-evil one, would soon learn things would become messy. Damian Maleficus Bloodthorn knew this. Baroness Amalie Avington, however, did not. Amma was by no means innocent. In fact, she had just killed a man, and had she been given longer than a few shaky breaths to think about it, she would have been delighted by not only knowing Mark.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?